Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Three stories.
Story time, story time.
Two truths.
Story like that's gotta be true.
True, true.
One big fat lie.
Liar! Can't be true.
Liar!
Can you spot the lie?
Liar!
It's two truths.
That may be true.
And Eli.
Okay, so did Ernie say that right then, Eli Burke?
Ernie nailed it.
Okay, so it is Two Truths and Eli, just your name.
Two Truths and Eli. I like the way you have the pronunciation, though. Like, the way you emphasized my name, it's not typically the way you would say my name, but
right.
In the context of Two Truths and a Lie, the I guess the mother name of this game,
yes,
it fits best there. So Two Truths and Eli, True Truths and a Lie,
it all
either
works.
One works for me, but the way I kind of imagined it up, it was Two Truths and a Lie.
All right, Two Truths and a Lie, or but, Eli.
Yeah, Two Truths and Eli.
The listeners are literally screaming to please move on with the segment. Yes, I will listen to you, listeners. Okay, so you're going to give us, just explain how it works again. Because you do this on Wendy's show on Sundays, right?
Yes, we do this on Sundays. We do this with Landecker as well. This is a very fun game to play where I have taken three absurd stories that I have found from throughout this week. But the catch is, one of those stories is the Eli. One of those stories is fake. And your job, John, is to figure out which one of those stories is the false one. They are all rather wild. They all have to have quite a bit of creativity around them to work around some names to make sure we're all on the same playing field there.
Yes.
So
you don't get in trouble again?
Of course. But I've taken some liberties. I've had some fun with it. But I still think you're going to know who I'm talking about
in
some of these.
Yeah. Eli got sued and for millions of dollars. And thank you for paying that fine. We weren't able to at this company. So thanks for bearing the brunt of that.
That's why I'm picking up a little extra hours now.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's story number one. NASA has had to release a statement debunking a popular internet theory today that the world was going to lose gravity for 7 seconds. The online rumors argument that was allegedly based off of a leaked document was based on the collision of two black holes sending gravitational waves that would have disabled gravity here on Earth for 7 seconds a little after 9:30 Central Time this morning. Now, since you didn't spontaneously float in the air with your breakfast or on your way to work today, Earth obviously did not lose gravity, and NASA probably through gritted teeth and facepalms had to explain that in order for us to have actually lost it, we would have needed to lost all of our mass, including the core, mantle, crust, oceans, and atmosphere. Now, I'm sorry to burst your bubble and bring you back down to Earth, but to have a claim like this, you really need to understand the gravity of the situation.
Aha, very good. So, that is either a truth or a lie. Did NASA have to debunk the fact that we'd lose gravity for 7 seconds? Okay, what's story number two?
A very popular Mexican food establishment is looking to change the breakfast game once again by rolling out a new product that reinvents the breakfast taco. Combining the savory elements of eggs, bacon, and potato with the sweet and crunchy coating of a highly selling cereal brand as the shell. Do you catch my drift? The people that want you to live mas are teaming up with those crazy squares in your cereal bowl to get a breakfast taco that tackles multiple food groups. Already testing in certain locations in Southern California, test audiences have described it as the perfect drunk food and the right combination that you would never expect. Nutritionists haven't commented yet, hopefully because they haven't been told.
Okay, so a Mexican food company that shall not be named has invented a new breakfast taco.
A new shell based off of a cereal that is very, very popular.
Okay.
It has a cinnamon sugar coating to it.
As I rub my what's left of my beard. Okay, what's next?
Passengers on a flight in China allegedly found themselves in a mid-air emergency after cabin crew served prune juice to more than 100 travelers sharing just two toilets. Flight attendants handed out complimentary 3-ounce containers of the natural laxative, causing the restroom lines to span the entire length of the aisle. Why hand out prune juice when there are just two toilets for over 100 people? You nearly made me embarrass myself, one person wrote on social media. Another said, the airline is so thoughtful. Three free gut cleanse and weight loss service for all the passengers. Crew members reportedly didn't think this one through, as it was a real flush in the pan moment for the airline hospitality during a moment that took a really crappy turn.
Okay, so two of those things are true. One is Eli.
Mm-hmm.
And they are between, once again, give us the top three headlines again.
We have the NASA debunking the statement that we were going to lose gravity. We have the new taco shell involving cereal brand. And we have the prune juice on the flight.
Okay, I'm going to give the audience a chance. Text on in, 1, 2, or 3. Which one do you think is the lie? 312-981-7200. Let's see if we can get some listener polls going to see if we can get a bunch of responses. 1, 2, or 3. Which one is the lie? Jack Heinrich, do you want to take a guess at what are you thinking off the top of your head? Walk us through your thoughts.
Well, I have audio for one of
them. Okay, so you know, so never mind.
I might be compromised.
What do you think, John?
Okay, so I think that, well, first I thought it was like the NASA one. I didn't think they would stoop to the level of like any, you know, how many conspiracies, weird thoughts people have on space. I didn't think NASA would actually have to come out with any sort of thought on that. But, you know, they like the PR too, and they might go, hey, we saw this stupid internet rumor. Let's go ahead and put out a statement on it. The, you know, we get so many pitches from fast food companies about different, you know, new sandwiches. This thing, they run it in one market for one day, but the whole country talks about it. So I could see that also being a truth, but on a breakfast cereal and cinnamon, I don't know. So I could see that one, the other one. The prune juice one, I feel like I would have heard of it because I like airplane news and I haven't. You think that of all things, airlines would know not to just serve a bunch of prune juice to people, especially for a long flight like that. So that's the way I'm leaning. And so far on the text line, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 3s are their guesses. No one is balking at 1 or 2. Someone said number 3 with a poop emoji from the 847. So it seems to be the runaway from the listeners and myself is that number 3 is the Eli. So
why don't I help make this decision a little bit easier for you? And Jack, you said you had some of that audio ready. Why don't we hear what NASA might have had to say earlier this morning? Yeah, so there was a whole like leaked document called Project Anchor that NASA claims is untrue, but it started this whole theory that we were going to lose gravity for 7 seconds. Maybe it had some interference with the solar eclipse that had happened over in Europe today, but that was obviously false. There was no gravity loss, and NASA did have to put out that unfortunate statement that you are still on the ground today.
Who read that? Was that an alien from outer space reading that?
So my goal is always to have some type of soundbite for stories like this.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the soundbites just come in forms of like reels with background music that we can't play.
Ah.
So I found someone that had a at least voice to text speech to get us over the finish line. So hopefully
okay.
That was a robot.
Okay.
I don't like to use robots, but reluctantly I had to.
No, I feel better knowing that was a robot and not an up and coming broadcaster because I had some notes. Just know you can always text me and I'll do a fake one for you if you ever need it.
So. Sounds good. Next time I got you in. So that made your decision hopefully a little bit easier. We're down to a 50-50. Do you want to stick with story number 3 that the prune juice was the lie, or would you like to switch to the taco?
Oh man, you're giving this a little like pressure luck option here for you.
I love the Monty Hall game. Can you tell?
Yeah, right. Okay. By the way, the 708 said my 11-year-old son said it's number 1. That's the Eli. Well, they're wrong. We've already proven that. I'm going to stick with number 3 as the lie, the prune juice.
So you and the listeners sticking with number 3. Now, I wasn't able to find any soundbite to reveal our next true story. So hopefully I can provide 2 extra punchlines to that I may have rejected when I was putting these stories together, if that suffices.
All right, so this is the next truth.
Yes, we are going to reveal the true story here. Now, maybe you thought that the... If I can read my own handwriting, that would help. Now, maybe you thought this study, the story was fake because how could we find 100 people that would all drink prune juice at the same time? Or maybe the airline had a promise for an on-time departure, but people's stomachs had other ideas. John, unfortunately, the airline was a true story.
No way!
I just couldn't find any sound that was done in English because the flight was in China.
Wait, that actually happened?
It happened in a China Southern Airlines flight. From Wuhan, I forget where the destination was, but it was departing from Wuhan.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
My guard's already up.
And 100 people were served prune juice on the flight, stocking up the bathrooms and causing a line to go all the way up the plane. And the videos were shown from the plane, but it all had music and stuff over it. And it was all obviously spoken in Chinese. We wouldn't have been able to decipher
it
ourselves.
Right.
But unfortunately, the Mexican establishment I was referring to, Taco Bell, having a Cinnamon Toast Crunch shell, is false. But hopefully one day that might be able to make its way to the menu.
Yeah, I'd eat that, by the way.
It could be fun.
That would be really good. I am shocked.
I am too, and I had the NASA audio. But isn't that worst case scenario being on a plane with 2 toilets and then you got to go, number 2?
That's
got to be top 5. Worst places to be.
And, yes. and they're making you go number 2.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, they've essentially spurned that on. Boy, we're getting disgusting here, but you are right in that. And why is that even an option? I mean, I guess it could be an option on a plane in moderation. Like, why are 100 people ordering prune juice?
They were all given out. They were free 100 milliliter containers that were all just being passed out by the flight attendants.
Oh, you probably just said that and I glossed over my head. Why? Yes.
Yeah, why is a great question.
Why?
Right.
Doesn't, I mean, we know what prune juice does to the body. Don't they too?
Well, they learned.
It's like, hello, limited space.
Wait, why do you give out some Dulcolax while you're at it? Like, what are you thinking? That is, I mean, were they, is this, was everyone being punked? Was this a movie that
give
they were
them, oh, no, you know what, give them all sleeping pills.
Do you want to hear those little quotes that we had from the passengers on the plane one more time?
Are they, okay, yeah, give me one. Yeah. Yeah.
One of them said, the airline is so thoughtful, free gut cleanse and weight loss service for all the passengers.
Oh, dear Lord.
Right, just, you can all snort some Metamucil powder, too, while you're at it. Like, just do lines of Metamucil on the plane. Like, what are you thinking?
Can I also thank Ernie for that awesome intro that we played earlier, too? That was so awesome.
That was pretty stellar. Oh, well, you fooled us. You fooled all the listeners. And
it's a win for me.
It is a win for Eli. I love that. Nice work, buddy.